It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Welcome to Freedom Fridays. Here today, we have a very special guest. Thanks to each and every one of you out there who tune in every Freedom Friday. Here on CRS, the Caribbean Radio Show, we are the Knowledge Station. Today in the house, we have a wonderful, amazing guest. If you've heard of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, well, honey, she has consulted them. If you're familiar with the Hollywood Film and Acting Academy, yes, this sister has been the consultant for them as well. I bring to you someone from California, the original California Queen herself. She is the host of three amazing shows every week, and I am a very big fan. I present to you all the founder of S. Sharifa. How you doing, girlfriend?
I am wonderful. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Wonderful. It's great to have you. First of all, for everyone that's out there, we need to know the woman behind the show, because people out there listening, a global community, we're talking to a woman who is about politics, a woman who is about equity in everything there is on this planet, with the resources from the largest, grandest people that I've seen on her show to putting the resources in the hands of the people that need them. Can you give us your background and tell us all what it's like being, let me ask Sharifa.
I believe it's an honor and a privilege. I always love to help people. I mean, I came to this earth to serve people, and I built my first website in 1994. And since then, when I built my website, people will want me to build their websites. When I started marketing, people will want me to start marketing. And since then, it's been Ask Sharifa, Ask Sharifa, Ask Sharifa, anything with www, anything on the internet I can assist you with.
From the 90s, so you are a veteran at what everybody else is just getting, pivoting in their businesses today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us also about your platform in working in radio. You have thousands of people all over tuned in daily. I look forward to your shows every day. Tell the people about the three shows that you have going on right now.
The first show that I have is Ask Sharifa Videocast, which I produce through Facebook Live. And I love the show. It's a one-on-one interview where I sit down with business owners, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and discuss their story. Because one of the things I learned early on is that people always want to know the people or the person or the story behind the business. I mean, because that's always interesting to me. I always love learning stories about companies. Like, for instance, I love the Barney the Dinosaur story. I don't know if you're familiar with Barney the Dinosaur, but one of the reasons it got started was because the company sent their video to Walmart and large companies, and they didn't want it. So they sent the video to daycares across America. The kids started singing the songs. The parents heard it, and they went to the stores and asked for the videos, and the rest, as they say, is history. So there are so many stories about how a company started, get started. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to bring those stories to everyone else. And I do one-on-one interviews. And after I ran for Long Beach City Council, I decided to create a roundtable discussion because I wanted to have a platform where I would have a voice to say whatever it is that I wanted to say. So weekdays at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I have five guests who join me who discuss not only their business, but we discuss current events and what's going on in the world. And I launched that March 30th, right at the beginning of COVID. And it just became so entertaining. But then what happened was the civil unrest and racial issues in America started to happen, or really around the globe, and people wanted to discuss it. And I felt that it was unfair to ask entrepreneurs and authors who really just came on to talk about their book or their product or service to discuss things like Black Lives Matter, you know, what is their stance on, you know, Trump, different things like that. So I created a third talk show, which is Wednesdays at 10 a.m., which is called Face to Face, where we sit down face to face with different guests and discuss sensitive issues, and we ask the hard questions and we ask the uncomfortable questions, you know, about what's going on in the world.
Wow. You know, just to be someone to sit on a platform with you for just that moment, you captivate so much. You are so amazing just to grasp the audience of what's going on right now, as well as putting people in a place of self-sustainability. To go into this roundtable discussion, I want to know, how many people are you actually seeing a week? Because you just started, but it seems like there are just so many people, because I was on a platform with you and there were four other people there. So how many people are you actually getting out there to and interviewing every month?
Well, just on the roundtable talk show alone, there are 5 guests per day. So that's 25 guests per week, which is 100 guests per month. So that's 100 people that I meet per day that I'm introduced to today. I find out their story, you know, their product, their service. So it's wonderful, because with the roundtable talk show, I always invite people to come back. With 5 people in 1 hour, you really can't get someone's complete story. I mean, every guest really averages only a few minutes. But we usually find there's a new topic that they love to talk about, so I always invite them to come back. Like you, I mean, when you started talking and we learned you were in the Middle East and we couldn't cover everything you were doing in one show. So it's like, okay, we'll come back and we'll do it again and we'll do it again. And one of the things that I loved about you being on the show is you had this unique ability to sum up qualities of the other guests. And I just enjoy listening to you kind of give us a little review on the other people.
Thank you. I enjoyed the expanse of what you brought to the table. On the first show, you brought forth people who talked about, you know, pornography and dealing with it as being an addict in a way that was trying to get prevention, knowing he could give statistics on how much time people were spending on the internet now. To sit on a platform of so much diversity, it really opened up people to thoughts that we weren't having. When one of your guests said, the phone that you're holding, that you've given it to your child, access to all of these things, it allowed me to understand that every person out there who's sitting at home should really use this as a mental health time to tune in to Ask Sharifa, because there are so many people with idle hands on their time, and there's so many solutions. Whether you're a business person looking to do a startup, then on the next show, you had a multimillionaire philanthropist that told the people that he was not a good guy, but he was ensuring that women of color and people in underrepresented communities were getting the businesses and the backings that they need. I want to know how you get those people in these ranges. How does that mixture come together? What is your secret?
I don't think it's a secret. I think what I believe is that people love to refer other people, and that's really what happened. When I launched it on March 30th, I only had my network to work with. And then as people became guests on the show, they would tell other people, oh, you have to be a guest on the show. You have to talk to Sharifa. You have to go on the roundtable. And it just really grew from there because, you know, I love what I do and I'm very humble, but there are not that many people who are doing what I'm doing, where I'm taking 5 different people 5 times a week and putting them in an environment with other people that they don't have any, you know, idea of who the guests are. And it's interesting to see who basically swims and who sinks.
Yes, it is. I didn't mean to laugh out loud. But it is an opportunity. If you are listening and you are someone you know, would love to come on and talk about being an author or whatever issue that they are an advocate for, you got to go to AskSharifa.com. Can you spell it for the people?
Yes, Ask, A-S-K, Sharifa, S-H-A-R-I-F, as in Frank, A-H.com, AskSharifa.com.
And you're absolutely right. That's how I found you. It was someone who came on the Caribbean radio show, and her name is Chandra Gore. Shouts out to the ladies of Virginia.
I love Chandra Gore. As Chandra's been on my show, I don't even know anymore, 4 or 5 times. We've sat on different panels together. Every time I post something, she shares it. Every time she posts something, I share it. I haven't met anyone who is better at networking, helping, promoting, marketing. I have to tell Chandra all the time, go to sleep. That woman works 24 hours. I just love me some Chandra.
And that's the energy that I really love and embrace, to see women of color in women's empowerment, really, truly just sowing seeds into each other. She tells me that you're an author.
Yes, absolutely. My book is Signs You Might Be an Entrepreneur, and I put it together to give entrepreneurs who are just starting out an idea of some of the things that they can do in order to be more successful. And the reason I created the book is I realized that there were so many people who had this incorrect definition of what an entrepreneur is. People would say, oh, well, you know, I know I'm an entrepreneur because I can't stand going to work. Or I know I'm an entrepreneur because I don't like my boss. I'm like, okay. Or they'll say, I know I'm an entrepreneur because I feel like I'm born to be rich. And I'm like, those are not the things that make an entrepreneur. But I have found the number one reason, or the number one way that you can tell an entrepreneur is for an entrepreneur, what they're doing is a calling. They usually have stopped or tried to stop and then picked it back up again. And it's something that they feel that they have to do. It's their passion, something that they love, but then they also can get frustrated with. But it's something that to a certain extent is bigger than them. So I put together in Signs You Might Be an Entrepreneur, How to Discover the Entrepreneur in You, steps and aspects for people to look at when they're just starting out.
Amazing. Where can we find your book?
AskSharifa.com.
That's right, guys. AskSharifa.com. Now, with having put this book out there, I sat on the show and listened to your guests talk about what it's been like to know you throughout the years and how you have actually helped them to be better entrepreneurs. Do you have a testimonial? Tell a story. Tell us about one person who's turned and looked back and said, Ms. Sharifa, thank you for the information.
The information from the book?
From all of the above, because you have so many aspects, from politics to the book to the show, where people come to you and they leave better. You have any testimonies?
Oh, my God. I've never been asked that question, because I talk to, like, so many people per day, and they just say, thank you, you changed my life. I mean, I can tell you about helping Francis, like the people who are listed on my website, some of those that you mentioned. I mean, even taking a look at Punch TV Studios, we did an IPO capital raise and raised about $6 million. Just on the show, guests that come on the show, almost every time I have a guest on the show, they send me an email that says, thank you for allowing me to be a guest on the show. Thank you for allowing me to share my story. And I say that in such a humble way, because 9 times out of 10, prior to being a guest on the show, most guests email me and they ask me the same exact question, which is, who are the other guests that are going to be on the show? And I always tell them, we email that out the morning of the show, because things change too often for us to email it out any sooner. but everybody wants to know who is the other person, who are the other people, because people like the illusion of control. They like to believe that if I can control the situation, if I can go Google and research the other guests, if I can prepare my questions for the show, then I'll be better for the show. And it's like, I just want people to come on, have an unexpected conversation, see where the conversation leads organically. And what it is, it's like I just introduce people. Hi, this is Bob. Hi, this is Sunita. Sunita is wonderful. You're wonderful. I think the two of you should meet. And people walk away with something they couldn't have even imagined receiving in that experience. And so they email me. They're like, thank you, Sharifa. Because of you, now I got my book on this podcast. Thank you, Sharifa. Because of you, now I know Sunita, and now I'm going to be on her radio show. Thank you, Sharifa. Because of you, you know, and it's like all these, and it's again, in the most humble way, it happens daily, not because of me, but because of a platform that allows people to meet each other.
And you do such an amazing job at it. For people who are listening out there, how do they determine if they're right for the show? What's the criteria?
The criteria, number one criteria, and the main criteria is this. You must have a website. To me, having a website says two things, that I'm serious and that I'm in business. And when I meet people who have or use their Facebook page or their Instagram page, is not a judgment, but I can see the level of where they are in their business. They haven't even invested in their business. And you can get a website for free. You can get a website for $2. But if you don't have a website, then that tells me you're not serious. But if you're serious enough to have a website and to create a business, I would love to speak to you. I love speaking to authors, entrepreneurs, musicians, it's, you know, business owners. If you have a story, I want to sit down and learn your story, because one or two things are happening. Either, and sometimes they both happen simultaneously, but you will be able to learn from the other people at the round table, and the other people will be able to learn from you. And that's all it is for us to learn from each other. So I don't judge people and say, oh, well, you only have 2 followers on Facebook, so you can't come to be on my show. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if you have 2 followers, even just you and your mom is following you on Instagram, and you have a website, come and sit down, because I guarantee you by speaking with and sitting down with everyone else at the round table, you'll walk away with some tools, some tips, some strategy, some resource, some introduction that's going to allow you to get to the level of 99% of the people who sit at the table. You know, because just take a look at yourself, Sunita. I mean, you're a radio show host. People do internet radio, do podcasts, a lot of different things, but to actually have a radio show is unheard of these days. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Right when I was getting ready to get down to the meat of it, you gave a compliment, but I'm still going to go for it. One of the essential things is diversity. Every time you say the round table, it is like an expression of an answered prayer, knowing that as an end result of police brutality or a system of white supremacy, the solution and the answer to the prayer is the round table. That's what I love, 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 love about you and your mission. For all of the people listening out there, for my Black Power folks, truly know that this is a setting where you may sit on a platform with a multimillionaire, billionaire, with a real estate Google who has actually done billions of dollars in real estate, millions of dollars. And just to sit and know at a round table for 1 hour. It's the golden hour, a golden opportunity. Any other solutions that people have out there that's not having us come together, that's not it. That's why, Miss Sharifa, I want to be like one of your brand ambassadors. I want to be able to have you, you know, do more things with you, because you are providing the answer to a prayer.
Thank you. I receive that, and I believe that, and it's an answer to my prayer. And if you want to be a brand ambassador, whatever makes you happy, just as long as it allows you to come back and be a guest another time on the show, I would love that. I love having you as a guest on the show. I just had another guest who booked one day a week for the next 2 months just so she could have her seat there. But the reason I feel like it was a answer prayer for me is when I ran for city council, one of the things that I learned and that I accept and that I believe to be true is that no one person can change the world. You know, we can like or dislike Trump all we want to, but he's just one person. It's all of our responsibility to make a difference in the world. So we need to sit down together and figure it out. And so the more minds that we have together on the round table, or the more minds that we can put together to figure out problems or figure out the solutions to them, the better, instead of just saying, okay, it's the mayor's responsibility, it's the governor's. No, it's not just one person. It's all of our responsibility to make this world a better place. And I believe making this world a better place starts with the conversation.
That's right. I'm a Southern girl from South Carolina, from that tradition of knowing about politics and a good old boy system. Can you tell us about your upbringing, what it was like for you to come in to the political realm, and where did it begin?
The political realm is something new. When I ran for city council, and I only decided to run for city council because a dear friend of mine, she's 98 years old, she knew what I was doing with businesses, and she asked me, said, "Sharifa, I want you to do for Long Beach what you've done for businesses." And I said, okay. And so I ran for Long Beach City Council. But I was born in Washington, D.C. I left when I was 2, moved to Columbus, Ohio, and I've been in California since I was 8. So I always tell people I'm a city girl with a country heart. So I still have those, you know, Ohioan country ways. I love my people from Ohio. But for me, the main reason, what works for me in politics is that I cannot be controlled. There, you know, I'm when I ran for city council, no one knew what I was going to say because I don't have to be politically correct. Even in the political campaign, I don't have to be politically correct. I have, you know, and one of the things I wondered on is if I focus enough on police brutality, because my focus is and has always been on creating jobs for people. And I always ask the question and tell people, okay, small businesses are the heart of America. So what happens when your heart stops? That's the question I ask. So we have to get more entrepreneurs and small business owners to boost the economy in America, get the blood flowing, get everything flowing again back in America. And so that's my focus. That's why everything I do is about business, 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 helping businesses, helping entrepreneurs. I not only help people to make money, I help people to save money. Because what happens is they launch their business and they have no idea what to do, who to talk to, who to trust. And so again, it's Ask Sharifa, because somebody might have told them, okay, well, you might have to get a hosting company and hosting costs you $2,000 a month. They don't know. They can get that same hosting for free. They can get that same hosting for $2 a month, but they don't know. So I'm here to help people so that we can all eat and support our families, because that's what it's about at the end of the day.
That's right. You know, I love that you have proven to the people today that you are the inclusion expert. Everything about all the areas that you've covered with us has been one that includes the woman, that includes the African American. It is the American dream that you're giving us. As far as diversity and equity, what do you see in the forecast for us as we close out 2020?
What I see in the forecast is more African and African American women entrepreneurs. That's what I see. There are going to be more African American women entrepreneurs by the end of this year than there ever have been in history. What people don't understand is during Black Wall Street, and when we had all of these small Black businesses and Black Wall Street was burned down, that's what lays in our DNA. We knew we were business owners, but because it, you know, we were taught not to try, that if we do try, then it's just going to be burned down. We put a lot of our belief in small businesses and being business owners, we put it to the side. So now you're going to see more and more women, Black women, African American women, who get past that fear, mainly because of COVID-19, and we've been forced out of our comfort zone. So because of being forced out of our comfort zone, the information is there, the knowledge is there, it's been there for some time. You can Google or speak to a consultant. I'm a business consultant. I would love to speak to you. But more and more people are having that conversation because the doors that they were used to before were simply closed. That was my story. I started all this journey because I was laid off 8 times. I lost my job 8 times, never fired. I was always laid off, companies relocated, companies closed, companies downsized, 8 times. And so that forced me to learn and become an entrepreneur. So you have more Black women right now who have been laid off. They've lost their jobs. They may not be essential workers. So they have to ask themselves the simple question of, what do I do now? And that answer is entrepreneurship.
You've heard it here, guys. That means that there is hope to every sister out there. This is our time. The numbers will go unlike ever in history. You've heard it here. I've been on a personal campaign to get people to get their LLCs. And if you ever need help with this entire process, AskSharifa.com. Once you have a business established and you are looking for funding, crowdfunding, looking for a business plan, looking for marketing, can they come to AskSharifa.com?
Whatever the question, AskSharifa.com. Whatever the question, AskSharifa.com. Because if I don't know, because I don't know it all, I don't even pretend to know it all, but I know that there is someone within my network that can assist, and that's what I do. I spend a lot of time referring people, which is why I just launched my new website, mypreferredcompanies.com, which allows me to send people to one place, because people always ask me, who do you know who does this, who do you know who does that? So mypreferredcompanies.com.
Everyone, when this sister said that she raised $6 million for one enterprise only, trust and believe, she is the person to go to for you to get the solutions that you need. Keep in mind, this is not something that just benefits her. This is a platform that benefits everybody out here in the world. If you are a business person in Jamaica, you know we have an initiative that we are always sending 100 students to medical school in Jamaica, 100 students to medical school in America. Make sure that you take the time out to get business running. Run your campaigns. Do whatever you can do. And if you have questions, ask Sharifa. If you have a business that you would like to be on the air, featured on The Daily Show, simply go to www.asksharifa.com. If you would like to join an exclusive group to know where all the money makers and shakers are in a personal hub, all the resources that you can get from someone who is a preferred individual, in my opinion, please go to AskSharifa.com. Miss Queen, before we leave out today, you started out telling us about a 97-year-old woman who truly impacted your life and got you to do something you had never considered. To those people listening, what words can you leave out there to also inspire those on what it would take just to start a LLC if they don't even know what the first thing to do it? What's the first thing we need to do to get it up and running?
Ask Sharifa.
Hey.
You know, and I'm being flippant a little bit, but here's the thing with your question. There are a lot of different directions on where to go. And I know for a fact that with that simple
That's right.
Question. There are a lot of different places that a person may be at. So I want to sit down with them and ask them where they are. Some, you know, one of the things that always happens to me in my life is that I speak to someone and I'll tell them, do this, do that. And they come back to me and they'll say, Sharifa, I did exactly what you said. I quit my job. And I'm like, no, that's not what I said. I said, do this, 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 and that. And then we'll talk, you know. But people do things in a certain order. So I want to make sure of where they are before we make any recommendations or where they should go.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that we can get together more often. I will be joining you every Freedom Friday right after this show. I'll be hopping on over to your place and we will build. Ms. Sharifa, I'll see you at the top.
Thank you for the opportunity.